From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama says some parts of the U.S. intelligence community were warned weeks ago about the potential threat posed by a Nigerian man suspected of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines plane on Christmas Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama calls it totally unacceptable that a warning from the father of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was passed to parts of the U.S. intelligence community, but not shared in a way that would have kept the young Nigerian from boarding a U.S.-bound plane. Mr. Obama says it's important for the U.S. to diagnose the problem quickly and make immediate fixes.
Reviews I've ordered will surely tell us more, but what already is apparent is that there was a mix of human and systemic failures that contributed to this potential catastrophic breach of security.
Mr. Obama has ordered a review of both government watch lists and airport screening systems. He wants preliminary results by Thursday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
An Afghan government delegation has concluded that U.S. troops on Sunday killed 10 civilians during an operation in eastern Afghanistan. The U.S. military says it is investigating the latest claims. NPR's Saraya Zahari-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Delegation Chief Asadullah Wafa says his investigation shows those killed in Kunar province include 8 schoolboys from one family. Witnesses estimate the boys ranged in age from 12 to 17. U.S. military and local Afghan officials have said those killed in the pre-dawn operation were young militants, but they still do not agree on who carried out the operation. A senior Afghan military spokesman said it was carried out by U.S. special forces, while his American counterpart at the same news conference said it was a joint Afghan-NATO operation. The deaths are sparking protests in eastern Afghanistan and here in Kabul, and residents of the village where the attacks occurred are demanding that the informants who led Americans to kill the schoolboys be punished. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama has ordered the federal government to rethink how it protects the nation's secrets. The move is expected to declassify more than 400 million pages of Cold War-era documents and curb the number of government records hidden from the public. Among the changes is a requirement that every record is released eventually. The president also directed federal agencies to review their policies on protecting information and called for the creation of a new National Declassification Center at the National Archives to assist them. Advocates for a more open government are cheering the move, but they say increased transparency will depend upon agency compliance. The president also said he expects the order will improve openness and promised to monitor the outcome. Japanese share prices fell today as global markets were mixed in sluggish year-end trade. Japan's Nikkei average fell by 91 points, or 0.9%. This is NPR News. Artist David Levine has died. Levine was, for many decades, the house caricaturist for the New York Review of Books. He was 83 years old. NPR's Nita Ulibi reports.
The faces he drew were the faces that interested New York intelligentsia, softly skewered, less pictures than probes in black and white. He drew leading authors, politicians, celebrities, everyone from Henry Kissinger to John Updike, who wrote a remembrance of Levine on the New York Review of Books website. He said, Levine's drawings comfort us, quote, with a sense of a watching presence, an eye informed by an intelligence that has not panicked. That eye was also informed by a Brooklyn childhood, studies at the Pratt Institute and the Tyler School of Art. Over the course of almost 4,000 drawings, Levine defined the look of the New York Review of Books until 2006. Then, in an artist's worst nightmare, he started losing his sight. He died after a battle with cancer in New York City. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
Outback Steakhouse has agreed to settle a sex discrimination lawsuit and pay $19 million to female workers. A consent decree describing the settlement between the Tampa-based restaurant chain and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was filed in Denver federal court yesterday. The EEOC filed a lawsuit against Outback there in 2006, claiming that female workers were denied favorable jobs which prevented them from advancing to profit-sharing management positions. Outback also agreed to institute an online application system for managerial positions and to hire a human resources executive. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.